The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied there. Nishmat Morzikini, Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zakinati, and Papa Tzara. Bilinu Shmat Abraham Ben Esther, and Achim Sion Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, and Yehem Began Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Fuashel Imam Moshe Mendina, Sarah Batrachel, and Sarah Ruchama Batrachel. And not a father of them, for the nefesh, for the guf, for the kribal, the boy, the kenya, the sovereign one. Amen. And be'azat Hashem for the release of all the Jews that are in captivity by their oppressors. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu, tatir ma'asedehem bekarov be'yamenu. Amen. We are starting on Memchet Amud Bet, and we are two lines on the bottom. Let's just review what we learned in our Mishnah. We read on yesterday's daf. We're talking about over here an interesting case where we have an opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Person went to a lady and made a kiddushin and said, "Hadat mekudeshet li bekesef," with silver, and he ended up giving her gold. So the Gemara concluded that even though it's an upgrade, she expected silver, and could be she wants silver for whatever reason she wants. And even though it's an upgrade, you don't say that's automatically mekudeshet. However, Rabbi Shimon learned that in a case where, let's say, a person, a lady went to her shaliach, a lady told her messenger, "Go accept for me kiddushin that this guy promised to give me silver," and the shaliach went and he brought back gold, he brought back something more. So according to Hachamim, they say no, she asked silver. The guy's giving her silver. She thought she's getting silver. And therefore, if the shaliach brings back gold, it's not a shaliachut. She's makpid, and therefore, the guy is not considered her shaliach because he didn't execute what she told him to bring back. Therefore, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon learns no. Mar'em makom hula, hulo, which means, he means to tell the shaliach, listen, the guy told me he's going to give me silver. If he gives me gold, it's better. But even if he gives you silver, accept it and it'll be okay. She's just making it easier for the shaliach to execute the shalihut. That she said, "Af im lo yiten." I'm going to read the lashon of the Gemara. Yeah, seve kabeli kedushim meploni shamali et kachili bedinar shel kesef, ve'alach benatan lo dinar shel zahav. Right, he said kesef, and the guy gave the shaliach zahav. Mor savar kepeda. One opinion says she wanted kesef. She asked for kesef. The guy told her kesef. She expected kesef. But mor savar bar emakom hilo. Bar emakom, as she says, af im lo yiten ela kesef. Even if he only gives kesef, take it. But not that she's against taking gold. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion of bar emakom hula, that sometimes, that when a person is telling a shaliach to do something, he's just making it easy for the shaliach, not that she's makpedet. Which means even though she said that, the guy said he's going to give me silver, what she means to say is even if he only gives you silver, accept it as a kiddushin. But if he gives you gold, of course accept it. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rabbi El Azar, Kolehu, Svira Lehu, Mar'e Makom Hudo. All these three opinions hold that what? This Sivara of Mar'e Makom Hudo. That she, from the bottom. Ha'omer Lishluho La'asot Lo Bedavar Hakal. A guy tells a shaliach to do something easy or lenient. La'asal Lo Bedavar Kaved. And he ended up doing more. The ends is shinui. It's not considered a break in the shlihut. Velo amale davar akal ela narot lo makom lakim shlihuto im kaber ala binyan acher. He only told them the easy way to do it, not to say if you do it the hard way, it's going to be batel the shaliachut, to make it easy for the shaliach. That's called mar'em makom. He's just trying to make it easy for the shaliach. So who holds like those opinions? We have three rabbis: Rabbi Shimon, Rashbag, and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon had the Amran. What we said, Rabbi Shimon. That's the just case we just said, where she tells the shaliach, go accept me a kiddushin if he gives you kesef. She didn't mean only kesef. She gives gold also, she'll be happy as well. Now we learned in Masechet Gittin, there's two type of shtarot, specifically by a get. There's what's called a get pashut, and it's called a get mekushar. Get pashut is a regular shtar. Well, you write the document, you sign the signatures on the bottom, a regular get. But then you have a get kashur, mikushar. What is get mikushar? When they write one line, they leave a line blank. They write another line, leave a line blank. Line, leave a line blank. And then what they do is they fold the get, right? They fold it and they stitch it. They fold it again on the blank, and they stitch it, and they fold it again. And under each time that they fold it, that's where the edim sign their names. So it ends up you have like a shtar that's closed. It's mekushar. And the signatures are in between the folds on the outside of the document. That's called the get mekushar. Why would they ever do such a thing as a get mekushar? Because we said, the halakha said that kohanim, when they divorce their wives, they only divorce them with a get mekushar. Why? Because kohanim, generally speaking, are regzanim. They're hot-tempered. And therefore we were concerned that we don't want to make it easy for a kohen to divorce his wife. Because he just has to write a get, and they'll give it to him, and then he's going to regret it. And then once he divorces, he cannot take her back. Because the Kohen is forbidden to take back a gerusha. So therefore they wanted to make him write a longer type of get. So what? Called get mikushat. By the time he folds it, and by the time he stitches it, and all that, he'll regret it, and therefore he won't have a problem. So now the Gemara begins. Get pashut. A regular get, it's called get pashut. Or for that matter, get can mean a shtar. A regular shtar, Edav mitocho, right? The edim sign inside the document. Mikushar, edav me'ahorav. But again, mikushar, the edim sign on the back of the document, on the outside of the document. Pashut sheketavor edav me'ahorav. Well, let's say you reverse. On a regular shtar, let's say you wrote the edim on the back of it. U'mikushar sheketavor edav mitocho, or get mikushar, where you wrote the edim inside, and you reversed. You did it wrong. Shneem pesulim. Both type of getin are Pesulim. Let's read Rashi up to this point. Top line. Get pashut ha'asui ke'en shelanu. Like our shtarot. Edav mitocho. Tahat ha'ktav. Underneath the writing. Mikushar atam mefaresha bebebebatra. Sheteknu la'kohanim. She'en yekolim na'asi girushetehem. Right? A kohen is allowed to retrieve his divorced wife. U'kshayu ko'asim. When they used to get angry, holchin el asofed memaher lichtov get. Right? He writes a get quickly. V'notno la'u mitharet la'hazeman. Then he regrets it. Teknu lehu. So they made for the kohanim mekushar. She'esh bo torah la'asoto. It's a burden to make such a type of get. Adahachi. Now, in the interim, he'll settle down. Maniach berosho shita halak. Right, he leaves at the top a blank line. Vekotev shita, v'shita halak, v'kotev shita. Right, you write a line, you leave a blank line, so on and so on. V'chen ad shelosha u'arba'a oyot teshitin halak v'kofel chalek harishon al haketav. You take from the blank and you fold it on the writing. V'tofer, and then you sew that. It's like a fan. You fold it and you stitch that part over there. The chozer v'kofer chalek hashni al shitat haketav shedachta v'tofer v'chen shelishi. The edim chotmim v'bachutz ben kesher lekesher, and the edim sign in between the creases. V'yalfin anatam the get pashut edav shnayim. And we learned over there also, a get pashut is two witnesses. Mikushar edav shlosha. And again, mikushar, you have to have three witnesses. Again, they're trying to make it more time consuming, so the kohen will have the time to back out. They're called kevel v'kevel kalui kesher. Each fold is called a kesher. Ushtosha kesherim yeshbo. V'imbal arbot kesherim merveh be'adim. Which is, the more folds you have, the more witnesses you have as well. You want to do four folds, then you have four witnesses. Ushar tofes ashtar katuf kedarko. The rest of the get is written the same way. It's just that the format, the way they would sign it and fold it. Shneem pesulim. Now, if you reverse it, if you put the get pashut, you signed it on the outside, and the get mikusha, you signed it inside, the sheet says shnei pesulim shelo na'asu ketikun hachamim. Simple, you didn't make it according to the takana of the Hakamim. Good. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel Omer, back to Gemara, Mekushar. You made a get Mekushar. Shekatvu Edav Metocho, you signed it inside. Kasher. It's okay. Why is Mekushar, if you signed it inside, okay? Sheyachol la'asoto pashut. Because you can turn it into a get pashut. Just unfold it, and you have a regular get. I mean, you can kosher it up by using it as a pashut. As she says, Sheyachol la'asoto pashut, shelol it for a kesherim. Just don't sew it. And so what? So you wrote it with airspace in between? The airspace that you wrote in between is not going to posel the get. Tanakama holds you cannot make from a get mikushar a get pashut, because the way they used to date a get mikushar is different the way they dated a get pashut. So therefore, Tanakama says the way they would date it is different. In one type of get, they would date it from last year. In another type of get, they would date it from the coming year. So Tanakama, you cannot switch. But Tabei Haninas, no, what's the problem? From a get mikoshad, if you signed it on the inside, you can make it a get pashut, and you have no problem. Good. Continue the Gemara. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hakol Kiminhag Medina. Everything follows the minhag. What does it mean? Everything follows the minhag. Rashi, makom shnagu bepashut. Every city or every place had a custom the way they used to write their shtarot. Some cities had a custom to write all the gets pashut. Some had a custom to write all the gets mikusharim. So he says, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, hakol kiminhag medina. Rashi, makom shnagu bepashut v'asom mikushar. Mikushar v'asom pashut pasul. Dechi avde baal shaliach lichtov al minhag medina hu deshavya. ובעלו היית תנאי כמה אלא כשאלה במקום עדים והיינו דאבין אמבה ותנאי כמה את המנהג המדינה ומה פריק עלי בעי, which means רבן שמעון וגם לי discusses a new point that was not discussed yet in this Braita. He says if a guy appoints a shaliyah, go write for me a get, the shaliyah must execute according to the minhag of the medina. If the minhag is mekushars, he's got to write a mekushar, and if he wrote a pashut, no shilihut, no good. Or the opposite. Okay, that's the Rabban Shimon Gamliel's deen. It's a new deen. That when a person is living in a place and he appoints a shaliach, he says, write me a get stam. The shaliach must execute according to the minhag of the medina. Otherwise, it's considered a breach in the shilihut. Also, comes the Gemara now and analyzes. Vavin anba. Whenever you see vavin anba, means we're analyzing. Vetana kama let le minhag medina. Right. What do you mean? Only the Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds this minhag medina business? Everybody sold this minhag medina business. Which we want. Tanakama doesn't hold of this minhag medina. Who would argue on this? Which means, who argue? What is the Rabban Shimon Gamliel coming to argue when he says, Hakol ki minhag medina? What, Tanakama doesn't agree you go to minhag medina? Who could argue on such a thing? So the Gemara says, V'amar av asheb. Now the case is like this. Be'atra denihigi bepashut. Ve'avad la mekushar. Inami batra denihigi bemekushar. Ve'avad lepashut. Kul amalo peligi devadai kepeda. There's no argument in a minhag of a place that does mikushar and they wrote it pashut. Oh, pashut. Everybody agrees the shlichut is batel. That we don't have an argument. That's vadai. Hakol kemenhag medina. Everybody agrees with that. So what's the machloket between the rabbis over here? Ki pelige beatra denehigi ben bepashut ben bemekushar. The machloket they have is in a city where the custom is to write both types of gets. Get pashuts, get mekushars, ve'amar le, and he told the shaliyah, avid li pashut. And he told them, make me an open get. Ve'azal ve'avad le mekushar. And he wrote him a mekushar. Mor sabar, which means, mor sabar is going to be, Rabban Shimon Gamliel is going to say, kepeda. Look at Rashi. That's Tanakama. Let's see Rashi. Avid le pashut shlichut kala. Right, don't make me easy shlichut. Make me a get pashut. That's easy shlichut. Make me a regular get. Va'avad mekushar. And the guy went above and beyond. He did shlichut kebeda. Rashbag savar mar'e makom ulo. He's just mar'e makom. He's making it easy for him. Which means, of course, if you want to write a mekushar, go right ahead. But I'm telling you, if you write a pashut, it's also okay. So therefore, Rabban Shmuel holds of you see the source of Rabban Shmuel says Mar'e Makomula. That even though he told them write me a pashut, he means to say, listen, if you write me a pashut, it's okay. But of course, if you want to write me a koshar, go right ahead. Now, since the Menag Medina is also to write Mekoshars, it's not like considered he broke a breach. Tanakama is the one that says Kepeda. Tanakama Peligi Ale Vahamri Kepedao. Vedavka Amal La'asot Pashut. He says, no, when he says Pashut, it's not Mare Makomula. Tanakama says he means to write a Pashut, and therefore if you go to Mekoshar, it's not going to be good. Umor Sabar, Mar'e Makom Ula. So we found now Rabban Shimon Gamliel that holds Mar'e Makom Ula. Now we got to find the Bil Azar. The Bil Azar, Ditnan. Ha'isha Shamrat Kabel Ligiti Me Makom Ploni. A lady tells the Shalia, go accept my get from this place, from New York. The Kibel Ligiti Me Makom Aher. And the Shalia went and got the get from New Jersey. So the Gemara says, Pasul. Why? She was makpid. She wants to get dafka from that place, and you broke the shli'ut. Rabbi Elazar makshir. What's the pshat of Rabbi Elazar? Even if you only went to New York, if you went to far away to New Jersey, it's okay also. He's just trying to be lenient. She's just trying to be lenient on the shali'ah. Alma kasavar, mare makom uno. So you see, Rabbi Elazar saw this concept of mare makom. Good? Good. Amar ula machloket b'shevach mamon. Oh, which means that which we said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says what? That Mar'e Makom, that's only when you're talking where it was an advantage monetarily. Which means she told the Shaliah, go get me silver. He said he's going to give me silver for the Kiddushin. And the Shaliah comes back with gold. We're there already, Rabbi Shimon's going to say, since it's a monetary item, it's Mar'e Makom. He's telling the Shaliah, listen, even if he only gives you silver, it's okay, but of course if he gives you gold, no problem. That's only by monetary items. Why? Because you could assume Mistama, she's happy. However, Rabbi Shiva, you Hasin. However, if it's a change in lineage, even if it's a change for the better, Tevrea kol ena mekudeshet. What would be a change in lineage? That she says, Aminat she'ani mamzer. The guy's marrying the lady, and he tells her right away, listen, you got to know, I'm marrying her, but I'm a mamzer. V'nimsashun natin. And comes out, he wasn't a mamzer, he's better lineaged. He's only a natin. Natin are these guys that Yeshua ben Nun banned from coming into the kahal. But they're not like a mamzer. Mamzer is asum natura labo the kahal. And that natin, if he gets married, the marriage is okay. It's not as bad as a mamzer. So now, so what did the guy do? The guy comes over and says, listen, I'm marrying you, but you got to know I'm a mamzer. She accepts. All of a sudden she gets married, realizes the guy was a natin. So you would say, better. When it comes to you, Hasin, it's not their advantage. My ta'ama, misana derav mechara'ai lo ba'ina. I don't want to wear a shoe that's bigger than my foot. What does that mean? Nashi. Misanai derav mechara'ai. Min al gadol memidat ragli, a shoe that is bigger than the size of my foot, any hafetzabi bo she any yichoda lealech bo umashalu. What's the mashal? The mashal is can it if the lower the guy's lineage, the less subservient like he could be over her. But the more lineage he is, the more big shot is going to be over his wife. So therefore, she sometimes if she accepted mamzer. So okay, well, now he's natin, better. Now, even the Bishamon says, when it comes to Sheva Yuhasin, it's their advantage that he's lower, so he doesn't dominate over. So therefore, by Sheva Yuhasin, we don't say this. No. No, psychology of the lady. Lady, in this case over here, would rather the guy to be, be a little lower over here, right? She doesn't want to marry a big guy with you because he's going to be arrogant. And then I'm asking Rabbi Bright, that Moder Bishon, imetal shiva yuhasin, ena mekudeshet. Clearly, if he switched the yuhasin on her, it is not mekudeshet. Amar Vashe, matnidi damidaika. Our Mishnah also is accurate to this point over here. Diktani, it says in the next Mishnah. Amenat she'ani kohen v'nimsa Levi. Levi v'nimsa kohen. Natin v'nimsa mamzer. Mamzer v'nimsa natin v'lo palig Rabbi Shimon. Right, in that case over there, you don't see Rabbi Shimon argue. Rabbi Shimon only argued in the case of silver to gold, because that's a monetary advantage. There we say she's happy with it. Mashiach, and you see when it came to the part of the Mishnah talking about lineage, Rabbi Shimon did not argue. So what do you see? That by Mashiach, you Hasin, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Now what do you mean? He asks a question. Ela diktani. It says later on in that Mishnah, Amenat sheyesh li bat o shifcha megudelet. Right, the guy tells the lady, Ariad mekudesh sheli, on the condition you should know that I have a shifcha, I have a maid servant, Megudelet, that's going to serve me. That's going to, you know, serve us. Ve'en lo, and all of a sudden, if she finds out that he does not have a servant or a daughter, al menat she'en lo ve'yesh lo, or the opposite. Right? In the condition that I don't have a servant or a daughter, and he does. Now, that case of it is shebach de mamonu. That's a monetary item. A slave is a monetary item. Hakenami de lo palig. Are you going to tell me that what? Just because it doesn't say that Bishimon doesn't argue over there, you can tell me he doesn't argue? Ela, I must argue. Ela palig bereisha avu adin lesefa. Which means it's not going to tell me every time that Bishimon argues. You gave me your rule. When it comes to monetary, he argues. Oh, so Gemara said, oh, but you see by Yuhasin, he doesn't argue, because later on in the Mishnah, when it talks about Shiva Yuhasin, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. So you see why he agrees that Shiva Yuhasin is batel, because she doesn't want the guy higher. Oh, the Gemara, what are you talking about? You can't say that. Why? Because later on in that Mishnah, it talks about another case of Shiva Mamon, where the guy says, I don't have a I have a daughter, and I have a Shifcha, and he doesn't. Or vice versa. And there, it's Shiva Mamon. That's a monetary situation over there. And there, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. And then you have to say that what? He doesn't have to argue in every single case. Once you're ready, you see his arguing in the beginning of the Mishnah when it comes to monetary things, that even though he said he doesn't have, and then he gives her, Rabbi Shimon will say that's okay. So therefore he doesn't have to argue it. Just like he doesn't have to argue in that case, so too he argued in one case, and he doesn't have to argue in the case of Shevach Yuhasin also, which means the Gemara is just trying to say, don't bring me an ayah that he wasn't arguing by Shevach Yuhasin. I can tell me the reason why he didn't argue by Shevach Yuhasin, because already he told you his opinion once. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, even though the Shaliach did not fulfill what he was told, if it's a monetary advantage to the lady, it's okay. So we're saying that's maybe only by monetary. But what about Yuhasin? Because no, by Yuhasin, even Rabbi Shimon will agree that if she's better, if he's better than he said he was, no good. The Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. Because when it came to the Shevach Yuhasin in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon didn't argue. That means he agrees with Tana Kama that the Shirichut is, that the Kiddushin is Batel. Gemara says, no, the Ayah. Because you see later on, he didn't argue by Shevach Mamon. Ela, what do you have to say? He's relying on what he said above. So to Ovi, I'll say by Shevach Yuhasin, he is relying on what he said above, that no matter, as long as it's an upgrade, it's going to be okay. So Gemara says, Hachi Ashta? What are you comparing? Hatam, Idi V'Idi, the Shevach Mamon, Palik Bereshav, Wadin Besefa. Haka the Shevach Yuhasinu, imita the Palik, Nitni. Which means, the reason why I didn't have to argue by the case of the Shevcha, because the case of the Shevcha is a Mamon case. The guy says, I don't have a Shevcha, and he does. That's monetary. Rabbi Shimon does not have to argue and say that the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin, because he already told us his opinion by Shevach Mamon already, in the beginning of the Mishnah, by the silver and the gold. Good. There he doesn't have to argue, because he argued already once. But by Shevach Yuhasin, he better argue, because that's not like the Mamon case. And from the fact that he didn't express an opinion, must be he is agreeing that by Shevach Yuhasin, if he changes and upgrades, we say that the Kiddushin is Batel. I can tell you that the case of the Shifcha and the daughter is also a case, it's not a monetary case. It's a case of Yehus. Well, that could be Yehus. What did you think when he said, I have a daughter that's Megudel, that's old, that can serve us? No, he didn't mean that. Because if he would have meant Megudel, you're right, that's a monetary situation where you have a slave. What is Megudel? No, Gedelet. Gadelet means she is a hashuva. She is a very respectable girl. And therefore she talks to the neighbors, because they all want to talk to her, and they get advice and things like that. Oh, so therefore now the question is, so not a monetary advantage to her. He's just saying, listen, you should know I have a bat that's very very hashubah, not going to serve us, but she's very hashubah. So therefore, why would, he says he doesn't have, and he has. Well, why should it be no good? So the Gemara says, the amrahi lo ni hadid shakla mide minai v'azan nadya kamishe vivotai. Because she's going to say, I don't want this girl spreading all the private information to the neighbors about us. Which means since she's talking to the neighbors, so he comes along and says, listen, I don't have a gadilat, I don't have a hashuv girl in the house. All of a sudden she gets ready, she has. Oh, you say, well, it's an advantage. No, that's not an advantage. That's a disadvantage to her. Because this girl over here chatters to all the neighbors. Now all my private business is going to be public knowledge to the neighbors. I'm not interested in it. So it's like Shiva Yuhasin. It takes away from her happiness in the marriage. Just like when the guy says Mamzer, she's happy. Good Mamzer will be low. Right? Also we find that he's a better guy. Oh, now I'm stuck. He'll dominate over me. Similarly over here, when he says, listen, I don't have I don't have one of these Hashuv daughters. Okay, she's happy. Good. All of a sudden, she gets married. He has one. He says, it's to your advantage. Look, now you have it. No, not to my advantage. I don't want this one now taking all my information. She talks to the neighbor, stuff like that. So therefore, the Bishimon only said it when it's a monetary advantage. But any other type of advantage, no good. Tanu Rabbanan. Al menat she'ani kariyana. Very good. Guy marries a lady. Hare at mekudeshet li on the condition that I know how to read Sefer Torah. Okay? So long as he can read three pesukim from the Sefer Torah and the Beit HaKnesset, arezu mekudeshet. That's it. That's the Adama Yoder Lekrot means in the Sibur. Three pesukim is good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyikra v'yitargem. Says no. Koreh is not enough to read three pesukim like I'm an artist in the Beit HaKnesset. You have to read three pesukim with targum. I mean, he knows how to explain it. Okay, that's okay. So, ad sheyikra v'yitargem.
The guy who can read it's not my heart.
So it's a machloket if he means three pesukim plus targum. That's one way of learning. Or some say Rabbi Yehuda holds just to read the kol haTorah kula, big chumrah. Some say he's just adding to what Tanakama said: three pesukim plus targum. I said, no, you have to know the whole Torah, you know how to read Torah, you got to know the whole Torah with the Targum. I said, that's the way Shulchan Aruch comes out as well. Okay. Comes again and says, it says, Ad shi yikra bi yitargem. Yitargem, middateh. Sounds like he's interpreting it on his own. The guy gives his own perush of Torah. That Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I'm mitargem pasuk kesurato hare ze badai. Anybody that explains the pasuk literally is a badai. He's a fool. He's a liar. The mosif alav, and a guy that adds pirushim that are not written, hare ze meharef umgadef. But man, it's blasphemy over here because you're turning away from the targum, which means you got it. Targum means targum unkelus. Doesn't mean his own Aramaic interpretation over there. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what about the bottom there? Let's look at Hametargem Pasuk Esurato. Sheba lehaser tosefet haTargum shelanu. But he's taken away from our Targum. Lomar, lo Targem Pasuk ze ela Ketsurato. Kegon lo ta'ane al riv. Right, the pasuk says lo ta'ane al riv. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Lo tasid al dina. Do not testify on a case. Yeah, that's not literal. That's not tafshar on that. That doesn't mean that. Hare ze badai. You're corrupting the pasukim. A targum explains on that pasuk lo ta'ane al riv. La titmina mil alafa mad ba'inech al dina. Which means, do not refrain from what the court asks you to testify on.
There you go.
Totally different. He's learning it literally. Lo ta'ane al-rib. Do not answer, don't testify. The guy's rasha. He's a badai. It's opposite. The Targum learns it, do not refrain from testifying on something that they ask you. Okay? Well, what's the other one? That she next to Mosif alav. Okay, here's the Targum. Sheba lomar, who even itan yeshut leosif, osif kamani. Well, listen, Targum added over there. I'm going to add also. Hariz meharef. Mebaze etamakom. It's a bizoit akadosh baruch hu, hasv shalom. Meshenet, because you're changing God's words. The unkelus is the key. Keshe hosif, lo medato hosif. When Unkelus gave extra interpretation in the Pesukim, it's not from himself. Shareb b'Sinai nitan. Targum Unkelus was given from Har Sinai. Ela shenishtakah. It was forgotten, so he just wrote it down. But he didn't write it from himself. Targum Unkelus is already b'Sinai. V'chazuv yazdu k'damar. V'shum sechel ze targum. Like it says in the Pesuk. Good. So the Gemara is saying, as long as you can mitargum, it's a targum. It's all Targum. What is it? It's all Targum. So Gemara says, "Ela mai Targum, Targum Didan." It means our Targum, Unkelus. This over here that we said, it's enough to read three pesukim. The Amar la Karyana, where he said, "I know how to read." Aval Amar la Karaana. Kara is more like I'm an expert. I'm the Baal Kore, I'm Baki in the whole thing. Then Ad Kare Oraita Nibi'e Uktube Bidiyuka. Then he has to be an expert in the whole Tanakh with the Ta'amim and all the Diktukim. Look at that she. The Ani Mili the Sagi Bishlosha Pesukim. The Amala Karaina. Karaina, I know how to read. But if he says I'm a Kara, I'm a reader, that's already, you got to be expert in the Tanakh. And if he's not, the Kiddushin is not a Kiddushin. Comes again when I says, Al-Menat She'ani Shoneh. Okay. Guy tells to a lady, Aneat Mekudesh Shetli Al-Menat She'ani Shoneh. I'm a learner. Haskiya Amar Halachot. What is Shoneh? Kod HaShoneh Halachot. Halachot means Mishnayot. He's got to know his Mishnayot. Right? Halakala Moshe V'Sinai, he says over here. Right, as she says, right. Halakot, halakha v'shem v'sinai. He knows the halakha v'shem v'sinai. V'Rabbi Yochanan amar Torah. No, if she, he learns, doesn't have to know halakha v'shem v'sinai necessarily. Okay. She says, Torah shebichtav. If he's chumash, he's okay. Betive ezohi mishnah. What is mishnah? Rabbi Meir omer halakot. So halakot and mishnah are equal. Rabbi Yehuda omer midrash. What is mishnah? That's called midrash. Meaning, when a guy says, I'm a shoneh, what's considered a shoneh? So one rabbi says, that means he knows halakha. Rabbi Yehuda says, he knows midrash. What's that? Sifra, sifri. That's the midrashim of all the pesukim over here. Now, according to Hizkiyah, Hizkiyah said what? Halakhot. That works good with Rabbi Meir. Right? However, according to Rabbi Yochanan doesn't work out, because Rabbi Yochanan said Torah. He doesn't fit with any of these opinions. Again, when a guy calls himself a shoneh, how did the Yohanan say what a shoneh is? Humash. But that's not one of these rabbis here. One rabbi says it's mishnayot, or it's halachot, Moshe v'Sinai, and some say it is midrash. So is the Yohanan going like? So the Gemara says, my Torah, midrash Torah. Rabbi Yohanan meant midrash. Which means when Rabbi Yohanan said Torah, we thought it meant Torah shebichtav. No, he was going like Rabbi Yehuda, Midrash shel Torah. The Midrashim, Sifra, Sifri, etc. So he has a Shita. V'animili da'amar la tanina. That's only if he says, Adam Kudesh Yamanat, that I learn. However, aval amar la tana'ana. But if he says, I'm a tana'a, then ad tani ilcheta, Sifra, v'sifri, v'tosifta. Then he has to know everything. He has to know all the halachot and all the midrashim. That's already a higher level. Almenat she'almi she'ani talmid. Okay, next case. I have a condition on the condition that I'm a student. I'm a student that learns Torah. In omrim kishimon ben Azai ukshimon ben Zoma. Hey, you don't have to be a student like these great rabbis. That there was no great rabbis like them ever in the world. That she says, Ben Azai ben Zoma, Talmidim ayu ubachorim, velo ba'u nechlal simicha, velo ayu bimehem kemotam b'Torah. There was nobody like them. Kedetnan mishemet ben Azai batlu ha-shakdarim. So you might say, guys, I'm a student of Torah. So don't think it's got to be on the caliber of Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. Ela kol she'shualim oto bechol makom. Which means, yeah, you ask him a question. meaning he can answer one question, you ask him. Davar yahabbal limudo, that he's learning. Yeah, what are you learning? Masechet Sukkah? Let me ask you one question, Masechet Sukkah. How do you learn this piece over here? He knows. That's already, he's considered Tamid. Ve'omro, ve'afilu b'masechta dekala. Even if he's learning Masechet Kala, which is an easy Masechet, and he can answer you on that, there's no Omek, he's also okay. That's over there. I'll talk about the laws of Masechet Kala. Over there it says, Kala belo beracha asura leba'ala kenida. A Kala, that you didn't make the Sheva Berachot, cannot be with the husband. She's like a Nida. So things like that, that's like an easy Masechet over there. Look at that, she. ואפילו מסכת קלה, fourth line, שאין עומק בה, ורייתה היא וכך היא שנויה קלה ולא ברכה שלה בעלה כנידה. Good. Next case. אמירת שאני חכם. אמירה מקודש שלי, on the condition of IMA, חכם. אין אומרים כחמי יבנה, כרבי עקיבא וחבריו. Oh, it doesn't got to be on the scas caliber of רבי עקיבא and his colleagues. Those were the great חכמים. אלא כל ששואלים אותו דבר חוכמה, בכל מקום ואומרה. דברי חוכמה means not stam a question. You have to ask him sivara. He can explain the reason, reasoning. Logic. So he has logic, exactly. Not stam mutar asur. You got to give your logic, whatever the subject is, and he says it, that is considered a hakam. Right, as she says, milta detalia bisvara. Okay, good. Al menat shani gibor. Right, the condition that I'm a gibor. אין אומרים כאבנר בן נר וכיואב בן סירויה. אבנר בן נר was Shaul's general and יואב בן סירויה was David's general. You don't gotta be גיבור on that caliber. אלא כל שחבריו מתייראים ממנו בפני גיבורתו. So long as his friends are scared of him because of his strength, that's already considered a גיבור. על מנת שאני עשיר. Alright, on the condition that I'm rich. אין אומרים כרבי אלעזר בן חרסום וכרבי אלעזר בן עזריה. That they were exceedingly rich, that she says, Rabbi Azar ben Harsom, that she writes, he had 1,000 boats, and he had 1,000 cities. And Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, it says, Tresar alfe agarim ayam ma'aser me'idro. He would give 12,000 animals ma'aser a year, called Shatta. 12,000, so he had million, 1.2 million. 120,000 cattle
born that year.
In 1 year.
Okay.
So when you say rich, it doesn't mean rich like these people over there. Ela kol shibnei iron mechabedim otom b'nei oshlo. Anybody that they respect him in his time because of his wealth, that's considered ashir. Amenat shani sadiq. Right, I'm marrying you. Amenat shani sadiq. Afilu rasha gamur mekudeshet. Why? Shema had teshuvah b'dato. Maybe right before he gave the ring, he made teshuvah in his brain, and he accepted upon himself to be a tzaddik. Al menat shani rasha' afilu tzaddik gamur mekudeshet. The opposite. I'm marrying you on the condition I'm a rasha', and the lady knows. Oh, you know, he's a tzaddik gamur. How could it be? Mekudeshet. Why? Shimme hidher devar avera avodat kuchavim bedato. Maybe right before he gave the ring, he thought of avodah zarah in his brain. What do you think of avodah zarah? He's rasha on the spot, and therefore he is out. Now, let's look at Rashi for a second. Hey, Rashi, no. Okay, we have to analyze one issue over here that the Mefashim say. We know the Inyan of Teshuvah. Teshuvah is not done Behirur. Teshuvah can only be done according to Harambam verbally, and there's a process of Teshuvah. First you have to confess the sin, and then you have to regret the sin, and then you have to accept upon yourself that you're not going to do it again. And there's all sorts of Teshuvah. What is this business over here where a guy's a Rasha and he has Hirur in his brain? He says, you know what? Enough. I'm going to be a good guy. Tzadik Gamur. So Rav Aaron Kotler, Alev Shalom, from this Gemara, explain a phenomenal concept over here. There's teshuvah from Averot. That's one concept. And then there's a concept of being a tzaddik. Or even a tzaddik gamur. Two different items. He said it's possible to be a tzaddik gamur with Averot. And it's possible to be a rasha without any Averot. How? The way he judges it from this Gemara is Tzaddik is based on your direction. Tzaddik is based on where are you headed. Somebody that's headed in the right direction, you're considered a tzaddik. Ah, you have averot? Okay, so you make a teshuva for your averot. That's already, but already you're repaired. You're rehabbed. You're already on the right road. Where do you see from this Gemara? The guy has full averot. The guy's rasha. Shimma hidhir b'tshuva. What does that mean? Before he gave the ring, in mind, you know what? He says to himself, enough.
I'm on the right path.
Enough. I'm not going down that road anymore. So now you're at tzaddik. You change courses. Once you change courses, already you're at tzaddik gamur. But you have averot. Okay, so now later on you'll open the rambam. You'll learn how to make the teshuva. That's not with this. They explain an amazing concept, which is a proof to this. Chaura on the yamim noraim, you have Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment, and then you have asirin yamei teshuva and Kippur. Chaura is backwards. First they should have put Asir Yom HaTeshuvah and Kippur. Now you kapara for your sins. Now judge me. We're doing it the opposite way. You're being judged when you still have all the Averot on you. And now Teshuvah. El Rapshat, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is what? Your direction. If a person already accepts upon himself, enough. I'm going out the right way. It's Tzaddik Gamur. But I'm a tzaddik that has a sack full of sins. Okay, don't worry. That's it. I'll say you make teshuvah. Don't worry about it. You'll clear that up with whatever the Rambam says how to make teshuvah. That's the whole pshat over here in what makes a tzaddik. And that's the pshat in the Ben Sorer Moreh. He said the whole hadush. He said it in the context of Ben Sorer Moreh. What are you punishing him for? Because his direction is wrong. Because on this road that he's on right now, he's a rasha. He's guilty right now. Why? Because he's on a path that's going to lead him to destruction. That's a sin in itself. Okay, so that's the pshat over here. Avanat Shani Rasha. When it says in the Gemara Mikudesh, it doesn't mean Mikudesh Vaday. Mikudesh Misafek.
Why Safek?
Because Shemir here, Bishwa, we don't know. When the guy says Aminat Shani Tzaddik, and we know he's a Rasha, we don't know. We don't know what he did. Again, let's get the case. We have to investigate. The guy says, at
right.
Even though you know he's a rasha, you have to suspect that maybe he made thought. We don't know what he did, the guy. We don't know, we're not in his brain. Therefore, if now nafka mina,
she can't get married to
somebody else, they get a divorce. Right? Yeah, because maybe they're married. Maybe it is. Or if he wants to continue staying married, maybe he has to give her another kiddushin. Quran continues. Mm-hmm. Asara kabim chokhma yardu le'olam. 10 measures of wisdom came down to the world. Not only chokhmat the Torah, other chokhmat that the world needs, business, and so on and so forth. Tish'an natla Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael took 9 of these measures. Ve'had kol ha'olam kulo. So he explains over here. He says, "Al kol adam nigzar lefnei yiridato le'olam im yeh hacham o tipesh." Before a person comes down to the world, they decide hacham, tipesh, ashir, ani, and all the other traits he has. Omnam nigba gam betzura kelalit. This is also judged on a general, a universal scale. Shebe'eretz Yisrael yardu le'olam yoter chokhmah ma'asher b'shara aratzot. Israel has more chokhmah, which means chokhmah can be achieved more in Israel than any other place. Good. Continue. Asara kabim yofi yadu le'olam. Aesthetics. Beauty. 10 measures. Tish'an natla Yerushalayim. Jerusalem has 9. Ve'ahad kol ha'olam kulo. Okay, the beauty of Yerushalayim, the tiferet of Yerushalayim. Asara kabim. Ashirut yardu le'olam. 10 measures of wealth. Tish'an natul romiyim kadmonim. The early Romans, they had, I guess, all sorts of treasures and things like that they got from all the Misraim. They got all the treasures of Misraim, it says. Ve'ahad kol ha'olam kulo. The other measure is everybody else. Asara kabim aniyut yardu le'olam. Bar minnan. 10 measures of aniyut, of poverty. Tish'an natla bavil. There was a lot of poverty in Babel, it seems. Ve'ahad kol ha'olam kulo. Asara kabim gasut yardu le'olam. Arrogance. Tish'an natla'idam. That's in the like Paras.
Southwest region.
Southwest region of the Iran. Behad kol alam kulo. So the Gemara says, "Vegasut leBabel lo nahit." But there's no arrogance in Babel. Vaketiv vaesar enai vaerev neshtaim nashim yotzot veruach bechanfehem velahen nachenafaim kechanfeh hasida vatisena eta efa ben haaretz uben hashamayim vaomar el malak adober bi ana hema molichot eta efa vayomer elai lebnot la bayit beeres shenar. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Zu Hanupa Vegasut Haruach Sheyadu LeBabel. What is this talking about over here? So the pasuk over here is referring to a prophet in Zechariah that he saw two ladies that went out with wings like the wings of a bird. Vatisina et ha'efa. What is the efa? Stork is type of bird, no?
Yes, stork.
Stork.
Stork that drops the babies.
Right.
A hollow utensil used for measuring efa.
She says, "Ha'efa le'ayin minekativ zot harishah vayashlech ota el toch ha'efa yetzer ala shenimsar biyadam hishlichu betocha." K'dami mesanedin shadua beduda de'ebra. Ve'elu shte nashim nasu yetzer ala shlachanupa v'kasut haruah. These are ladies of Babel that had the measure of Hanupah, false flattering and arrogance. The ruach bechanfehim. Ruach meaning gasut ruach they had. These are the ladies of Babel. Hanupah and Rebbe Nadi Dikna bechanfeh hasidah. Because the hasidah is a type of bird, it says. She'osah hasidut b'chavruteha. It does hesed with its friends. That's Hanupah. It only takes care of its own people. It doesn't help anybody else. So therefore, it seems this was a prophecy. It seems again about the ladies of Babel that had a measure of arrogance in them.
And false flattery.
And false flattery.
So you see, Babel got it, not
the southwest Iran.
Right.
The neighbors. Oh. So Gemara says, "In le'acha nahit." Yeah, went down to Babel. But it trickled down to Ilam. Mm-hmm. It came down to Babel. They got a measure of it, but then it ended up moving down to the other region of Ilam. It says in the pasuk, "Libnot labayit be'eres shenar." That's a singular language. It doesn't say "libnot lahin." Shmach mina. Ah, that what? That it says "libnot labayit," which is the Yetzer Hara went to build a house. But it says there was two avirot. There was arrogance and hanupah. But it seems that arrogance was not built there. Arrogance was built in Iran. What ended up staying in Babel? Hanupah, the false flattery. And therefore, shma mina, you could learn from over here that what? That only one of the items remained in Babel, and the other trickled down to Elam. Otherwise, it would have said lebnot batim, two houses of destruction. Ini. We have a question. Ve'a amar mor siman legasut aniyut. Wow! If you want to know if there's gasut ruach, where there's poverty, there's gasut ruach. It seems that arrogance leads to poverty, which we'll see now. Ve'aniyut bevel eludika, and we know Babel had poverty, so therefore it's a sign that they must have had arrogance. So Gemara says, "My aniyut, aniyut de Torah." It doesn't mean physical aniyut. Where there's arrogance, that's already there's.
They don't listen to the Torah.
There's poverty in learning. Why? They don't review their learning. They think they know everything. They don't ask their rabbis questions. They think they know everything. Now we know in Babel there was no poverty in Torah. Adrabah, Babel was the center of Torah. So that proves to us that what? They didn't have this arrogance in the full measure. Where was the measure of arrogance? In Ilam. Dikhtiv achotlanu ketana. Veshadayim enna. Amar Rabbi Yohanan zu Ilam. Shezachta lilmod. Velo zachta lilamed. Yeah, which means veshadayim enna. Shadayim are the breasts of the mother that give out to the child. Ilam had Torah, it had the milk. But Shadayim Enla didn't have the ability to give it over. Why? Because that Gesut Aruach. It's just that Gesut Aruach, they did not give out. They didn't learn correctly enough to give it over. So he writes over, "Hen bebabev, hen be'ilam, ayu gidulim b'Torah, b'Shushan Abira." That's Ilam. Ilam is Shushan Abira. Paras. Mordechai was there. However, they didn't have a zechut to teach Torah the Rabbim. En la shadayin, they weren't able to nurse others. That's aniyut in Torah. Not that they didn't have Torah; they had Torah, but the aniyut was they couldn't give it over. I guess. Yeah, Ezra, Sofer, and Babel taught Torah to the people. I guess the people in Ilam were arrogant. They didn't want to learn Torah from their rabbis.
Instead, they didn't want to learn, or the rabbis didn't
want to teach? See, the rabbis maybe were good, but the students had ga'ava.
They didn't want to review.
So that's before. Which now we're saying in Ilam, they had Torah, and in Babel they had Torah. In Babel they had Torah that they gave over. Because the students humbled themselves to go study Torah by their rabbis. But in Ilam, there was the ga'ava came down to that place in the strongest measure. Therefore, they did not study. Look at Rashi. Dichtiv achot lanu ketana. Alma aniyut de Torah be'ilamu. Shaya ba Daniel. Kedichtiv v'ani b'shushan abira asher be'ilam amedah. V'chein Mordechai. Ve'lo ayu doram oskim b'Torah. But the generation wasn't learning. Ve'lo zachu elu achem l'lamed. Ki'ilu lo haya lehem shadayim l'ani. Because they didn't have shadayim to nurse. But Babel zechta lelamed. In Babel, they taught and they learned and they taught. Kedichtiv Azrak yechin leBabel leAvim betorat Hashem veLelamed Yisrael Chok uMishpat. Okay, now we get to the other measures. Asara kabin gibura yerdu leOlam Tishan natu Parsiim and the rest of the world. That's 9 measures went to Paras. That's strength. Asara kabin kenim yerdu leOlam. Lice 10 measures. Tishan natla Madai. עשרה קבין כשפים ירדו לעולם תשען נטלה מסליים מסליים took 9 measures of the witchcraft עשרה קבין נגעים ירדו לעולם נגעים זה leprosy
diseases
תשען נטו חזירים are the pigs pigs have all the diseases 9 of them at least עשרה קבין זנות ירדו לעולם תשען נטלה ערביה Arabia all the zenut went to the Arabs in Arabia. עשרה קבין עזות ירדו לעולם. עזות is arrogance or brazenness. תשעה נטלה משן. משן is by Babel, by the Euphrates and the Tigris River. Okay. עשרה קבין שיחה ירדה לעולם. Speech, 10 measures of speech. תשעה נטלו נשים. The ladies took 9. עשרה קבין שחרות ירדו לעולם. 10 measures of drunkenness. Tish'an atlu kushim. The kushim took 9. Asara kabim shena yardu le'olam. 10 measures of sleep came to the world. Tish'an atlu avadim. They're the avadim. They like to sleep. Evid kana'ani. Ve'had natlu kol alam kolo nashi. Tish'an atlu was azut, as she says, mamzerot. Mamzerut. When it says azut, it means mamzerut. Who got the mamzerim?
Meshan.
Tish'an atla meshan, nuban mamzerim. Kedamim nekamam, we're going to see later on. Gabe yuhasin meshan, mita. Ubibamot, I mean, psule de harfanya, mishim psule meshan. Good. That's that, we saw that. Okay. Let's just read the next Mishnah. Al menat shani kohen v'nimsa Levi. Levi v'nimsa kohen. Natin, that's something Givonim that Yeshua banned. V'nimsa mamzer. Mamzer v'nimsa natin. Meaning, all these cases. Hariya mekodesh li al menat and I'm this, and it was something else. Ben Ir. I live in a small city. V'nimsa ben krach. And it really comes from a big city. Oh. Ben krach v'nimsa ben Ir. Okay. Al menat shebeti karov lemerhas. I get married to you on the condition you should know I live next to the bathhouse. V'nimsa rachok, he's really far. Or rachok v'nimsa karov. Al menat sheyesh lo bat or shefcha megudelet. Like we saw earlier in the Gemara, that he has a daughter or a shefcha megudelet, which we learned earlier means she's chashuva between the neighbors. Ve'en lo. Or al menat she'en lo ve'yesh lo. Al menat she'en lo banim ve'yesh lo. Or al menat she'yesh lo ve'en lo. In all these cases, Afal pisha amra, even though the lady said, Bilibi ayalit kadishu afal pichen, I would have married him even if it was the other way, even if the condition was not met, if the situation was different. Ena mekudeshet. Because since she didn't say that at the time of the kiddushin, you can't say after, I didn't care. At the time you make kiddushin, you accepted his condition. So therefore, you cannot later on come along and say, I meant different. Look at that sheet for a second. Bin Eid bin Imsab bin Krach. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference where he lives? In a small city, in a big city? What do we care? So that she says, Yeshivat Kirachim Kasheh. Living in the big city is hard. Shekrachu Makom Shevakim. It's a lot of market and business. Vehayokir Matsuibo. Very expensive to live in the big city. Vedohak Ovrim Veshim. And there's a lot of congestion. So therefore, it makes a difference where he says he lives. Is he from the city or is he from the village? It's a big difference in lifestyle. Ben Krach Venimsa Ben Eir. Now that over there, even if he upgraded, and he said, I come from the city, and he ends up living in the smaller place, it's a mistake is a mistake. Even though later on she says, I would have married him anyway, doesn't matter. We say what? Same thing with him, which means vice versa. She made the condition that she's so and so, whatever it is, and it came out that condition is not so. Not mikudeshin. Even if he says after, I would have married her anyway. If there's no good, you got to say everything from the beginning. Amen. Amen. Amen.